Westlock. Town of Westlock officials are intently waiting for the March 1 removal of the province's mandatory COVID-19 work-from-home order to see whether Alberta supports and children's services offices open to walk-in traffic. The continued province-wide closure of the offices has been a major issue for the municipality throughout the pandemic and was one of three emergent resolutions, included with 19 discussed at the Alberta Municipalities, formerly AUMA, Fall Convention November 18 in Edmonton. The resolution received 97.6% approval from all of the province's cities, towns, villages, summer villages and specialized municipalities. At the town's February 14 meeting, Count John Kramer noted recent Westlock Family and Community Support Services stats that show 33 people received help from FCSS from November to January to navigate the Alberta Supports online system and asked if the offices would reopen when the work-from-home order lifts March 1. "We've asked the person in charge that question and are waiting for a response," said Kaun. Murtaza Jamali, who had previously expressed hope the offices would reopen after speaking directly with Community and Social Services Minister Jason Luan and Municipal Affairs Minister Rick McIver. Alberta Supports, which helps people access programs related to disabilities, employment, homelessness, financial assistance, abuse, and family violence prevention, has been closed to walk-in traffic throughout most of the pandemic. Offices briefly reopened for 4 days in September, but didn't accept walk-in clientele. Jamali, who's also Westlock and District Family and Community Support Services Advisory Board Chair, has said previously the online, call-in system limits access as the people who need help don't always own a cell phone, or a computer with internet access and are falling through the gaps in the system. The town's presentation at the convention included a two-minute speech from Jamali as well as a survey that stated that 71% of FCSS offices had been impacted by the closures and have been forced to commit additional time and resources to assist Alberta Supports clients, while one estimated that the closure was resulting in an additional cost of $2,000 per week. Mayor Ralph Larriger, who's also been vocal in his support of reopening the offices, says the proof will be in the pudding once the work-from-home order lifts. Jamali has said previously that municipalities have continued to offer critical services to all groups, stating point-blank that the water still flows, the toilets still flush, and fire prevention still exists. Despite giving every indication that they're moving to a call center-type system, the answers we've received throughout dealing with this issue is that they were unable to unlock the doors due to COVID, said Larriger. The answer we received from the minister during the bearpit session at AUMA was the same, and at no time did they ever acknowledge the desire to change to a call center system. So now the proof will be in the pudding and we'll see. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.